What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Dan Orlovsky was speaking about Dylan Gabriel and Shador. We'll get to that at another time because now I know what you guys want to ask. I don't think it would. I just don't think he'd be that dumb. No. When was the interview? Second half.
Yeah, like three or four minutes left.
Second
in the third
half
quarter.
Of the preseason. Yeah, listen,
but for him, it was the game
if
was
this
over.
Guy,
right?
game was why over would him, you say yeah. such a stupid thing then? There's, I don't believe he'd be that stupid. I don't believe he'd be that stupid. Because that would mean he's smelling himself after the first half of the second preseason game. No. If that's the case, then he's guilty of everything all you guys accuse Shador of being. There's no way.
So you're saying he didn't have this thought until he had a good performance against the Philadelphia
Eagles?
Even
if he did, you don't say it after a first half performance against the Philadelphia Eagles in the second preseason game. Why on earth would you say that? If like they had be like who was the quarterback who did the we're back when Texas won? Then they win the Big 12 one year, and they did the we're back, and then they went out and sucked again. At least you could say after a bowl game or after a Big 12 championship or something like, hey, they had just won a league championship or a bowl game. They were really excited about themselves. Okay, this is a second preseason game. No, I don't believe it. I don't believe he'd be that stupid. I don't believe he'd be that arrogant. No, because it's dumb. It's dumb to think that after the second preseason game in the first place. You could be frustrated with what everybody's saying with Shador.
You do believe he could have that chip on his shoulder.
He could have a chip on his shoulder.
Anything in the world.
I don't know the guy personally. He could have that chip on his shoulder. But you wouldn't say that after the second preseason game. There's no way. Speak softly. Carry big sticks. There's no way he meant it like that. I don't believe it. I don't want, and I will tell you this, Owen. I know we're going to get to him. I don't want to believe it because I don't want to believe.
Yeah, that makes it harder to believe if you don't want to.
I don't want to believe he'd be that dumb.
Open up your eyes and open up your ears.
Because I can't believe he'd be that dumb. There's no way he's that stupid.
It's the perfect combination of words, though, to make you think that he's taking a shot. There could have been no outside of him saying, I hate Shador Sanders and I'm sick of this competition.
And then what? What better way to cover it up than go, oh, I was talking about you guys.
Yeah, I was talking about the media.
You guys are all in this room. I'm talking about you.
It was set up perfectly. Now, maybe he does find Dale Ryder to be very entertaining. Maybe he does find Zach Jackson to be very entertaining. Maybe he does find Cam Justice. We're doing the Cam.
Cam Justice.
They're pretty entertaining.
Trent in Fort Worth, Texas. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app.
Biased.
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I listen to your show. Never heard of you guys, but you know what? Now I listen to you guys every day, and it's mostly because of Shador, but even if he gets traded one day, I'll still listen to you guys.
Well, thank you, Trent.
See, the Baker people left us. I'm glad you're committing.
Oh, they left us. They left us like crazy. Nah, and now they're tweeting me nasty things.
Look, here's my opinion on this. Look, everyone's talking about, oh, poor Dylan. He has pressure. What about the pressure on Shador every single day? Because of who he is. The kid does nothing either. But I will tell you this. I thought Dylan said something before in a press conference stating that, you know, it's a result-based business. And I kind of read right in that a little bit. Look, I believe he said it, and it was a shot, and here's why. He's been given everything like a first-round pick. And now here comes this guy in the fifth round who really isn't a fifth-rounder, and now he's got pressure. But he's been handed everything and has not taken advantage of it. So he had a decent game. But that was a shot. I've been watching sports my whole life, listen to you guys my whole life, and now I never heard anyone call you guys entertainers. We all know where it was. I know you don't want to believe it, but it was a shot, and I tell you why it was a shot. He's probably frustrated.
My wife, my sister,
they don't think I'm entertaining.
When people call me a clown or something like that, I go, absolutely. I'm here just for your entertainment. Like I'm not even making self-deprecating jokes here, Trent.
Sports
I just know
talk radio host and the guys in the pit after the game are two different things too.
Well, that's okay. That's true. And he might just all. I'm sure a guy like him just loops us all together. None of us are different from the other one. Daryl, who writes stories, and Chris Easterling, and Mary Kay, we're just all the same to a guy like him. That's why, I'm sorry, Trent, I just don't want to believe it, because if you went 13-18 in the first half of a preseason game, I almost cussed, to do that, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think he'd be that stupid.
But what if it came out of Shador's mouth? Can you imagine?
Why would he say it, though?
That's the point, though. I think Dilling's saying it out of frustration. He's been pretty much handed everything like a first-rounder, guys. And Shesane has been playing him in camp. And this game, some say Shador had a better game, but the frustration has to build. He's the odd man out, and he was drafted higher, even though we could say whatever. And now he's handed everything, first-round reps right out the gate. But here comes Shador. This guy can actually play, and he's up against that. His size comments. He hears all this, so it was frustration. I really think so.
All right, Trent, thank you very much for the call.
Do you think he's been handed, I don't know, I mean...
Trent just said the exact same thing Daryl was saying last week.
But
almost word for word.
But he's not getting the starting opportunity. He's not really competing.
He's been hurt. He's getting first-team reps.
He's getting first-team reps. He's been hurt.
But you think Dylan Gabriel had a chance to start week one for the Browns? You really think so?
That's the way Daryl was talking about it. Bring Daryl back
on. I did not ever.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots, he scores.
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I did not think that. Mead, personally,
right.
No.
But if there was something that, you know, catastrophic happened to Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, who was starting? If it came down to Wednesday and we got to play the game on Sunday and somehow Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are both gone, who's starting?
Yeah, probably Dylan.
It was Dylan because he's getting the reps.
Nelson, the same name as George Washington's horse. He is next up on the fan from Avon Lake. Hello, Nelson.
Love it. I agree with you, man. Come on. This is a reach. Seriously? Like, are we doing this? Like, are we really doing this? I mean, poor choice of words? Maybe. But why would he take a shot at Shador, man? Why?
Why would you take a shot at a guy you're in the locker room with who's probably not – I mean, again, if you ask me – not you, Nelson, but like Lima, you ask me, okay, what's your depth chart? And I go, well, Kevin says it's going to be unrealistic. Wasn't that the quote? Didn't he say unrealistic to keep four? So if you're saying unrealistic, it's like, well, I'm going to keep the two pups, and I'd probably just get rid of Kenny Pickett. Okay, yeah, he says it's not realistic to keep four quarterbacks. So if the guy's going to be your teammate, you're going to say that about your own teammate?
Yeah,
there's no way.
I'm not buying it. And listen, let's be honest, right? Like, there's a segment of you all that could be considered entertainers. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not all of you, but, you know, I'm not going to put Mary Kay in that or Daryl, right?
But I think he just sees us all as the same thing.
For sure, man. I agree with you, Ken, man. I don't buy it, man. All right, guys. Bye.
Nelson, I appreciate it. Thank
it
you very much for the call. We love you, too,
like
I'm sure.
It sounds like he thinks Skip Bayless is the same guy writing the stories as is the same guy. And or Stephen A. is out there writing.
It is not any bit questionable to think that they all see us as the enemy and all treat us all the same way. Like I am. Yeah, I will full on admit, I am a carnival barker and a loud mouth, and I'm here for your entertainment, and that's what I'm here for. And Lima is the journalist here. He's the one who actually covered the State House before. So if you want to call me a clown or an entertainer, fine, you go right on ahead. I'll sleep perfectly fine at night. But if you're sitting there saying these things, if he met that at Shador Sanders, okay, then we have a bigger problem than any of us had ever thought.
By the way.
Because if you're doing that in the first half, and that's what you think is a good I'm going to go ahead and talk trash performance. But meaning a guy who's your own teammate, this guy's going to be a clown. He's going to be a bigger clown than any of us put together, if that's what he thinks. Because I thought it was a good performance. But you don't say that stupid stuff right after that. You don't do that. In a preseason game, there's no way. So I just don't believe he'd be that stupid. I give him more benefit of the doubt than that. Yes.
Should I go back to my State House roots and find out why ODOT hasn't signed off on the stadium yet?
There we go.
Where... Kind of missed that one. What the hell happened?
Listen, we had a preseason game.
58 feet, 58 feet.
We're gonna move.
Whatever. Did they not have those measurements?
We're gonna move on. Robert,
60-foot tape measure.
Robert in Parma, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Robert.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. Listen, Lima said it perfectly before. This was the best set of words that Gabriel could have used to call out Sanders. It could not have been any more perfect. He was talking to Dan Lanning. He's had this in his mind that he, you know, Shadur's the entertainer. He's the competitor. He was
but
the
he
higher
didn't play
pick.
For Dan Lanning during that 2023 game. He played
That's
for
fine.
Oklahoma.
Ken, I heard. I think it was earlier. You don't think he talked to him at all, even on draft day, and then, said, "Why the heck did they take another quarterback?
Why would Dan Lanning have been happy? Why would Dan Lanning? They could not have been happy.
Of course, they weren't happy. But why is Dan Lanning texting him and putting ideas in his head? Then why are we doing all that?
Why is he randomly calling out the media in the middle of a game?
I would imagine.
Ooh. Why would he randomly, like, there's, like, that's fine if, you know, he gave the cover up later because someone pulled him aside from PR and said, dude, like, you got to walk that back. Fine. But why is he doing that in the middle of a game, and what beef does he have with the media thus far?
Listen, I'm not going to rip you
well,
for it,
well, he
Robert.
Might have a beef right. with some of the media.
But I think that he would
very
have
harsh
like,
no,
like Daryl Ryder's comments again.
I mean, we all have beef with Daryl.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Hey, Robert, thank you very much for the call. Okay. So you might have thought. Hold on. If you thought it was at, it's perfectly plausible it was at us. We've talked nonstop Shador in the media. He's been arguably the biggest national story day to day.
The royal us.
Yes, the royal us. The all media. All media. Think about the things that have been said. And here, he hasn't really had a chance to play. And anytime he has practice, look at the clippings. They don't make clippings anymore, but look at the blurbs. Google. Before that game, it was all bad stuff. Like, why did they even take him? Wasted third-round pick. Could they cut him? What's his purpose even being here? That was all said. I just don't believe you'd be a 20... How old is he? 24? He's played forever, so he's played 6 years. How could you be a quarterback that long and be that old and be that much of a quote-unquote adult, and then say that about your own teammate? You wouldn't do it. No, I don't believe it. And if I end up being wrong, fine, I'll end up being wrong. But I'll tell you what, if I'm wrong, my opinion of Dylan Gabriel just hit the bleeps. I'll tell you that right now.
And look, Kenny, look at the reaction.
We'll get to you guys.
He took a shot. Definitely taking a shot.
Kevin,
no doubt he took a shot.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.